today's No Sweat News. Three more stories come down your way to gear you up Friday for the quiz. Carter will tell you the prize on Wednesday, tomorrow. Because like Davey said before, I don't think they trust us.
Yeah, they don't tell us. You know what? They don't trust us.
Let's be honest, nothing around here, I'm telling you.
And I don't really blame them.
No, that's true, too.
Right?
Yeah, they got me on that one.
Sometimes, Gots, you and I have to look ourselves in the mirror and say, yeah, I wouldn't trust us either.
For sure. Guilty as charged.
Okay, fine. He's admitting it.
Right now, though, three more stories come your way. If you miss any of the stories, don't sweat it. Get over to WRT.com. We have them posted up in the podcast section right there as well. Here we go. Story number one. I want you to hear this story all the way through here.
Okay.
Because this is just mayhem.
All right.
This poor guy. His name is Tyler Schultz. He's out of Florida. And back in May, Dateline here, Florida, back in May, Tyler had an idea, a very creative way, to propose to his girlfriend. Her name's Madison.
All right.
He tweeted, Insomniac Games. Dave, you're a big gamer.
I love it, yeah.
This is the company that's making the new Spider-Man video game?
Sure, I know it very, very well, in fact.
Well, he asked them to slip the phrase, Madison, will you marry me, somewhere in the game?
Awesome.
And they actually said yes.
What?
So Marvel Spider-Man came out last week, and it did have the proposal in it.
Oh, my God.
The developers hit it on a movie marquee that Spider-Man walks past in the game.
That's awesome.
There's just one problem.
What?
Madison dumped Tyler last month.
No.
Yeah.
And he's got to show her the game, though.
Well, here's the thing. She says the relationship had a lot of issues over the 5 years that they were together, and it finally got to be too much.
Spending all his time emailing video game companies like a maniac.
And she wouldn't have liked the proposal anyway. Quote, she says this, I never liked video games.
Talk about not knowing your significant other.
But I sat through them because I love them.
That is the funniest thing ever. She doesn't even like games.
Yeah. She doesn't even like video games. Get this. This is why I wanted you to sit through the whole story here.
Okay.
She's already dating someone new.
Oh, no.
Ready?
His name is Peter Parker.
That would have been awesome. No, it's Tyler's more mature and understanding half-brother.
No! How dare you do this to him?
Isn't that crazy?
You are destroying Tyler right now.
Yeah. Tyler went all the way out of his way. He got her, you know, Madison, will you marry me? You got to look it up. The photo's pretty funny.
I'm thinking about marrying Tyler after this. I mean, the guy's going to put my name in a video game? It's phenomenal.
It's pretty funny, right?
That is awesome.
I feel bad for the guy, but damn.
Oh, my God. Well, that's like, you know, you got to know your partner before you buy gifts. That's like, I hate to say it, but, you know, occasionally I would get, like, Yankee tickets for me and the now ex-wife. That's why we're not married anymore, because she's a Mets fan.
Oh, God, get rid of her. I can't believe you even asked her to marry her knowing that.
I'd be like, hey, we're going to have a nice day out in New York. Oh, really? Where are we going? The Yankees game. Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be a great day in New York.
God.
Yeah.
That's a problem right there. I'm just kidding.
Tyler did the exact same mistake. She doesn't even like video games.
You call it the God's curse, man. Look at you.
Oh, yeah.
Davey Max got his own curse going on right there.
My curse is awful.
Story number two, we take things to Dateline, Ohio, where there's a 36-year-old woman. Her name's Catherine Brenick, who got a job behind the deli counter at a grocery store about 5 years ago. And every day, she'd shave herself off a little meat.
What?
Approximately 3 to 5 slices a day.
Oh, my.
She mostly went for ham, but sometimes she'd also get some salami. But anyway, a few slices a day over 5 years really adds up. And when her bosses found out what she was doing, they calculated, and they said she embezzled about $9,200 worth of deli meat. So they fired her.
Yeah, well, she's a thief. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, well, the police got involved. Now Catherine could be facing theft charges.
Oh, man. I tell you. See, that's something that's a little tricky, because if I worked in a deli, I'd be making myself a sandwich every single day I was there.
Sure.
But that's probably what she was doing. But you know what? If it adds up over time.
Well, wouldn't you yell her at it like maybe the first time you caught her doing it?
No, that's true.
You know, you had to wait 5 years for it.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Yeah, that's true.
So Davey Mack will never be working in Jersey Mike's.
You know, my first job was at a deli in Spring Lake, New Jersey when I was 15 years old.
Really?
That was my very first job.
Did you ever shave meat off?
Absolutely, I did.
Was it worth
$9,200? I'm not even going to name. Say the name of the deli now, in case the statute of limitations hasn't run out. They're going to come back for the Dave man. The guy's 25 years later.
The guy's on radio. I got to tell him to be quiet.
I'd make myself a little sandwich. I'd have a little chocolate milk. Maybe even grab a bag of chips. I'd probably cost that place like a few G's over the summer of 1990 or whatever it was.
I bet you they're listening to the rat right now, like printing out a bill for you. Like, oh, you said, wait, he did what?
No wonder our roast beef is missing.
Right. And lastly here, we're going to end it off on a good note, okay?
All right.
This is kind of a beautiful story here, and I wanted to share this with you. A lady in Northern California, and God bless her, her name's Cher Rostomily, recently got tested to see if she could donate to her daughter, her older daughter, Nikki. But they weren't a match. We're talking about a kidney transplant.
Oh, boy. Okay.
But Nikki ended up getting a kidney from somewhere else, thank God.
Good.
Then later on, Cher was still inspired to donate, so she signed up to give away one of her kidneys to somebody totally random.
Oh, this person's a saint.
Yeah.
Hello.
She didn't even get their name. Like I said, God bless this woman. But then on the day of the surgery back in April, her grandkids were telling their friends from school all about it. And it turns out their friend's grandfather, who was the recipient, also, and he also was one of Cher's neighbors.
What?
He got her kidney.
Oh, Cher's neighbor ended up getting her kidney.
Getting the neighbor's kidney, yeah.
And they didn't even know about it.
Right.
Wow. Talk about weird coincidence.
His name is Richard Green. They've never met before, but she's going on field trips with his grandkids, and one of Cher's daughter teaches at their school. So it's pretty like, wow.
That's an insane coincidence. Absolutely.
Yeah, she says she only donated as a way of giving back after her daughter got a kidney. But now the two families feel like they really bonded for life. And she'd be thrilled if the story inspires even one other person to becoming a living donor right there.
That's phenomenal. That's almost too classy to be on the No Sweat News.
It really is. I wanted to share that. Like, you know, today being 9/11 and all the in the world.
Yeah.
I wanted to just bring that.
Oh, that's true.
Inspired right
that's
there.
That's a nice uplifting story right there.
There you go. With three more stories down the pike. Like I said before, if you miss any of them, get over to WRAT.com. We'll have them all posted up in the podcast section.